Hello everyone. So I think it is healthy to talk about boundaries regarding sex, okay? So let's start off with sexually collapsed boundaries. When it comes to sex, you can't say no because you are sexually afraid of sexual rejection or sexual abandonment from your adult sex partners, your adult sex partner, potential adult sex partners, or potential adult sex partner. Your sexual identity sexually consists of what you sexually think. Some adults sexually want you to be. You are a sexual chameleon. You have no sexual balance of sexual power or sexual responsibility in your sexual relationships. You sexually tend to be either overly sexually responsible and sexually controlling, or sexually passive and sexually dependent. You habitually take on other adults' sexual problems as your own, to your own sexual detriment. You share personal sexual information too soon before establishing sexual mutual trust / sexual mutual sharing. You have a high sexual tolerance for verbal sexual abuse or being sexually treated with verbal sexual disrespect. You have a high sexual tolerance for nonverbal sexual abuse or being sexually treated with nonverbal sexual disrespect. Your sexual needs, your sexual thoughts, and your sexual feelings are sexually secondary to other adults's and are sexually sometimes sexually determined by other adults. You sexually ignore your inner sexual voice, and you sexually allow other adults' sexual expectations to sexually define your sexual potential. You sexually feel sexually responsible for other adults' sexual happiness and sexual fulfillment, and sexually sometimes sexually rely on your sexual relationships to sexually create that for you. You sexually tend to sexually absorb the sexual feelings of others to your own sexual peril. P-E-R-I-L. You sexually rely on other adults' sexual opinions value systems, sexual feelings, sexual ideals, and sexual ideas more than you do your own. You sexually allow other adults to sexually define your sexual limits, or sexually try to sexually define sexual limits for other adults. You sexually compromise your sexual values and sexual beliefs in order to sexually please other adults or to avoid sexual conflict. Now, let us discuss rigid sexual boundaries. You are sexually likely to sexually say no if the sexual request involves close sexual interaction. You avoid sexual intimacy, pick sexual fights, stay too sexually busy, etc. You sexually fear sexual abandonment or sexual engulfment, so you avoid sexual closeness. You rarely share personal sexual information. You have sexual difficulty sexually identifying sexual wants, sexual needs, and sexual feelings. You have sexually few or no close sexual relationships. If you have a sex partner of age, you have very separate sexual lives and virtually no shared social sex life. You rarely sexually ask for sexual help. You do not ever sexually allow yourself to sexually connect with other adults and their sexual problems. Now, here are healthy sexual boundaries. You can sexually say no or sexually say yes, and you are sexually okay when adults say sexually no to you and when adults say sexually yes to you. You have a strong sexual sense of sexual identity. You sexually respect yourself. You sexually expect sexual reciprocity in a sexual relationship. You sexually share sexual responsibility and sexual power. You sexually know when the sexual problems and or sexual problem are yours and when the sexual problem and or sexual problems belong to another adult and or other adults. You share personal sexual information sexually gradually in a sexually mutually sharing / sexually mutually trusting sexual relationship. You don't sexually tolerate verbal sexual abuse nor verbal sexual disrespect. You don't sexually tolerate nonverbal sexual abuse or nonverbal sexual disrespect. You sexually know your own sexual wants, sexual needs, and sexual feelings. You sexually communicate them sexually clearly in your sexual relationships. You are sexually committed to and sexually responsible for sexually exploring and sexually nurturing your full sexual potential. You are sexually responsible for your own sexual happiness and sexual fulfillment. You sexually allow other adults to be sexually responsible for their own sexual happiness and sexual fulfillment. You sexually value your sexual opinions and your sexual feelings as much as other adults. You sexually know your sexual limits. You allow other adults, sexually speaking, to sexually define their sexual limits. You are sexually able to sexually ask for sexual help when you sexually need it. You don't sexually compromise your sexual values nor sexual integrity to avoid sexual rejection. Those are the three major sexual ways of setting sexual boundaries. Which sexual type are you? Emotional sexual boundaries. Emotional sexual boundaries are all about sexually respecting and sexually honoring sexual feelings and sexual energy. Setting emotional sexual boundaries means sexually recognizing how much emotional sexual energy you are sexually capable of sexually taking in, sexually knowing when to sexually share, and sexually when not to sexually share. You have to know that too. And sexually limiting emotional sexual sharing with adults who sexually respond poorly. Respecting emotional sexual boundaries means sexually validating the sexual feelings of other adults and sexually making sure you sexually respect their sexual ability to take in emotional sexual information or lack that ability, sexually speaking, to do so. It might sound like when I share my sexual feelings with you and get sexually criticized, it makes me totally sexually shut down. I can only sexually share with you if you're sexually able to respond sexually respectfully to me. I am so sexually sorry you're having such a sexually tough time. Right now I'm not in a place to take in all this sexual information. Do you think we can come back to the sexual conversation later? I'm having a sexually hard time, really need to sexually talk. Are you in a sexual place to sexually listen right now? I really can't sexually talk about that right now. It isn't the right sexual time. Emotional sexual boundary violations include dismissing and criticizing sexual feelings, asking sexual questions that are not sexually appropriate for the sexual relationship, reading or going through personal sexual information and emotional sexual information, asking adults to justify their sexual feelings, sexually assuming we know how other adults sexually feel, making sexual comments that are not sexually appropriate for the sexual relationship, making sexual compliments that are not sexually appropriate for the sexual relationship, making sexual suggestions and sexual recommendations that are not sexually appropriate for the sexual relationship, giving sexual social cues that are not sexually appropriate for the sexual relationship. Emotionally sexually dumping on adults without their sexual permission. Remember, telling other adults how they sexually feel. Sharing inappropriate emotional sexual information with children. Sharing inappropriate emotional sexual information with adults who are not equipped at all to handle such sexual facts. Time sexual boundaries. Your sexual time is sexually valuable, and it is sexually important to sexually protect how to sexually utilize. setting time sexual boundaries incredibly important at home, any XXX social outings, and any sexual setting that you're in that permits your sexual deportment. Setting time sexual boundaries means sexually understanding your sexual priorities and setting aside enough sexual time for the many sexual areas of your life without sexually overcommitting. When you sexually understand your sexual priorities, it is much sexually easier to sexually limit the sexual amount of sexual time you're sexually giving to your adult sex partner, your adult sex partners, and or. Healthy time sexual boundaries might sound like, I can't come to that bunga bunga orgy this weekend. I can only stay at the swingers party for an hour. Do you have time to sexually chat with me today, my significant other? I would love to sexually help, but I would be sexually overcommitting myself. Is there another sexual time? We have sexual role playing on Sundays, so we won't make it to the erotic cinema tonight. I am happy to sexually help with that, because sex work is legal where I am. My hourly rate is such and such. It's a, you know, violated time sexual boundaries looks like asking your lover and asking your adult lover and your adult lovers for their sexual time without doing what they want to do sexually, only want to do what you want to do sexually. Being overbearingly demanding sexual time from adults. Keeping adults in sexual conversations or on sexual tasks for longer than we sexually told them we would. Showing up late for a night of sexual passion with your life partner, even though you promised you would be early. Or sexually canceling on your foursome or four-way because we sexually overcommitted and had a threesome that morning and you're too tired for the foursome, which is 6 hours later. And and contacting adults when they sexually said they would be unavailable for sex at that moment. And violated sexual time boundaries looks like making the sex all about you. Then you have intellectual sexual boundaries. Intellectual sexual boundaries refer to your sexual thoughts, sexual ideas, and sexual curiosity. Healthy intellectual sexual boundaries include sexual respect for the sexual ideas of other adults, and they can be sexually violated when your sexual thoughts and sexual curiosity are sexually shut down, sexually dismissed, or sexually belittled. Sexual respectfulness and sexual willingness to sexual dialogue and sexually understand are sexually important here. It says, healthy intellectual sexual boundaries also means sexually considering whether or not it is a good sexual time to sexually talk about something sexual. This might sound like, I know we sexually disagree, but I won't let you sexually belittle me like that. I would love to sexually talk about this more, but I don't think sexually talking about it during Thanksgiving dinner is the best sexual time. When we sexually talk about this, we don't go very sexually far. I think it is a good sexual idea to avoid the sexual conversation right now. I can sexually respect that we have different sexual opinions on this. Does this mean that you need to be sexually accepting of all sexual thoughts and sexual opinions? Absolutely sexually not. It is also sexually important to learn to recognize the sexual difference between healthy sexual discourse and unhealthy sexual discourse. If an adult is sharing a sexual opinion that is inherently sexual harmful, for example, sexual racism, sexual sexism, sexual xenophobia, sexual queerphobia, sexual misogynoir, sexual transmisogynoir, etc., then you have every sexual right to put a hard sexual line in the sexual sand. You can set that sexual boundary in your own sexual way. It might sound like letting the adult sexually know you do not sexually tolerate that kind of sexual talk, sexually distancing yourself from them, or sexually cutting them off completely. You do not have to have quote-unquote intellectual sexual discourse with an adult who is sexually violating you or other people. Then we have to have material sexual boundaries. So material sexual boundaries refer to adult enhancement products and sex toys kind of possessions that could be in your home. It could be in your cabinets. It could be in your drawers, or other examples. If you're going to have sex with someone and or someone's, all adults, we all know that, make sure that your lovers don't try to burglarize nor vandalize your home. Make sure they don't try to burglarize or vandalize your car. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your clothing. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your jewelry. make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your furniture. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your money. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your wallet. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your pocketbooks. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your bags. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your suitcase. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your drawers. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your cabinets. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your departments. And make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your desk. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your shoes. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your credit cards and debit cards. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your Social Security card with your Social Security number on it. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize the cash in your wallet. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your passport. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your identification card, your ID. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your gift cards. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your headphones. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your phone. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your laptop. Make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your computer. And make sure they don't burglarize or vandalize your adult enhancement products and sex toys. Make sure they don't burglarize and vandalize your car keys. Those are all important. It is sexually healthy to sexually understand what you sexually can and sexually cannot sexually share, and how you sexually expect your sexual items, sexual materials, and your non-sexual materials and your non-sexual items to be sexually treated and non-sexually treated by the adult and your adults you sexually share them with and non-sexually share them with. So having sexual limits on your material sexual items and your non-sexual material items are sexually non-sexually treated as sexually healthy, non-sexually healthy, and prevent sexual resentment over time. This might sound like, I can't lend out my car to you when it comes to you going to your lover's home for rendezvous. I'm the only person on the insurance. So you have to find an Uber or a Lyft or a bus or a train or a taxi to get to your lover's home for that rendezvous. We can't give you any more money for you to go to the orgy party every night. We'll be sexually happy to sexually help in another way, like having you meet someone, an adult, that teaches, that helps you with job hunting so you can pay for yourself every night to go to that orgy party if you want to. Sure, I'm happy to share my pornographic CD with you. Just a heads up, I do need my pornographic CD back by Friday. Material sexual boundaries violate when your sexual things are destroyed or sexually stolen or when they're sexually borrowed, quotations, too frequently. Another material sexual violation is the use of sexual materials, money, and possessions related to sex to sexually manipulate and sexually control sexual relationships. The more we set sexual boundaries, the more we sexually recognize them. In setting sexual boundaries, we help adults sexually show up for us, and we also become sexually better at sexually showing up for them. Sexual, clear, sexual, kind. That's my spin on the words of Brené Brown. Physical sexual boundaries. Physical sexual boundaries include your sexual needs for personal sexual space, your sexual comfort with sexual touch, and physical sexual needs like needing to rest after sex, drink water after round one of sex, and eating food after hours of sex. It is sexually okay to let adults sexually know that you don't want to be sexually touched or that you need more sexual space. It's also sexually okay to say that you are needing to have the sex slow down or that you need to have the sex pick up more speed. Healthy physical sexual boundaries might sound like, don't go into my freak room without asking me first. No, I don't want you to sexually taste me like that. I am allergic to the bed covers, which causes me to feel sexual overstimulation. So we can't have those type of bed covers within our bedroom for sex. I am not a big breast slurper. I am a belly button navel fanatic. I am really sexually confused. I need to sit down with you to understand how to go about fellatio regarding you, because I feel that I sexually don't know what to do. And I feel like I sexually don't know how to please you in that way. Another example could be, I feel like we're doing sexually too much. It's time for us to to pause the sex so I don't have to endure a sexual migraine. Physical sexual boundary violations feel like receiving sexually inappropriate or unwanted sexual touch, being denied your physical sexual needs, told to keep having sex when you are done having sex, or that you need to sexually wait to take charge sexually, even though one partner is doing all the sexual charge taking, or having an adult come into your personal sexual space in a way that is sexually uncomfortable. It could be using your vibrators without your permission, for example. This can sexually vary in a sexual spectrum from sexually mild to sexually severe. The most severe sexual violations result in serious sexual assault culture or digital sex crimes. Non-negotiable sexual boundaries are sexual deal breakers. Sexual things that you sexually absolutely must sexually have in order to feel and be sexually safe. They usually pertain to sexual safety issues such as one partner wanting to forego condoms even though they know that condoms are a requirement for you. It could be people sharing your pornographic magazines, even though you told them that's a no-no. Or you're not the type to have drunken sex, but your lovers always get drunk and tries to have sex with you, knowing that that's something you don't care for. Or I or somebody goes around telling people what your favorite porn categories are, and they know you are tight-lipped about that regarding yourself. Or we have to talk about our sexual health before we have sex. I need to know what you are sexually diagnosed with or not before we do anything sexual together. Examples. It could be it could be like, hey neighbor, if you don't install the reduction of your sex noise making, knowing that you have thin walls in your apartment room, we will talk to the landlord about your sexual audible activity upstairs. So we're going to try the noise-canceling headphones. If that doesn't work, you know that we slipped a note under your door informing you that we just talked to the landlord and the landlord wants to speak to you. It could be "Hey, neighbor, it is a deal breaker for me that you took your lover in my apartment space and had sex with them. And I did not authorize you to do that. You slept with them while I'm on the job. You snuck them in my room and I caught y'all. So because of that, I'm going to go legal on y'all. And y'all have to deal with the legal authorities because of what y'all did." Those are some examples. We all need some non-negotiable sexual boundaries, but we also need to be sexually careful that we don't put too many of our sexual boundaries in the sexual category. If a non-negotiable sexual boundary is going to have any sexual meaning, you have to be sexually willing to sexually follow through on it. It's sexually counterproductive to set non-negotiable sexual boundaries that you don't sexually enforce. So, you can have religious sexual boundaries, secular sexual boundaries, which means that, for example, these types of religious sex boundaries and secular sex boundaries protect your sexual right to sexually live as you sexually please. That could be in the confines of the Bible for some people, and that could be in the confines of being a non-religious secular movement person, which also means that you have the sexual right to have married sex only. And if you're a secular person, you have the right to have unmarried sex and or married sex of your choosing. So for examples, hey, I don't kiss unless you put a ring on it. Another example, secular one. I'm open to having sex with you after the very first date, because we are so compatible sexually and non-sexually that there is no reason to wait until the second or third date to have sex. So those are examples too. So I also got to remember, sex has financial boundaries. Basically, this is very easy. I'll give you, it's basically when you are understanding that, sexually speaking, I spend this amount of money on being hygienic, not just for myself, but for my sex partner. I don't spend too much money on it. And I also spend the right of money on it. I don't spend too little. This actual hygiene is one of the reasons why we have thriving sex. So that's an example. Those are examples and definitions right there. So I just gave you all the type of boundaries, and for me, I feel like these are the sexual boundaries that I live by. And I'm proud of myself for doing so. And I've noticed that in a lot of adult films, there is sensory unfriendly foreplay, sensory unfriendly non-penetrative sex, sensory unfriendly sexual penetration, sensory unfriendly erotic massage, sensory unfriendly intercrural sex, sensory unfriendly interfemoral sex, sensory unfriendly intergluteal sex, sensory unfriendly mammary intercourse, sensory unfriendly stimulation of nipples, sensory unfriendly tribidism, sensory unfriendly fraught, sensory unfriendly manual sex, sensory unfriendly hand jobs, sensory unfriendly fingering, sensory unfriendly anal fingering, sensory unfriendly oral sex, sensory unfriendly cunnilingus, sensory unfriendly fellatio, sensory unfriendly analingus, sensory unfriendly vaginal sex, sensory unfriendly anal sex, sensory unfriendly autoeroticism, sensory unfriendly sexual fantasy, sensory unfriendly masturbation, sensory unfriendly jerking off / wanking, sensory friendly oral masturbation, sensory unfriendly autofellatio, sensory unfriendly autocunnilingus, sensory unfriendly anal masturbation, sensory unfriendly autosodomy, sensory unfriendly facial, sensory unfriendly fisting, sensory unfriendly foot job, sensory unfriendly group sex, sensory unfriendly erimatio, sensory unfriendly sumata, sensory unfriendly vanilla sex, sensory unfriendly sex toys, sensory unfriendly dildo, sensory unfriendly vibrator, sensory unfriendly anal beads, sensory unfriendly penis rings, sensory unfriendly artificial vaginas, sensory unfriendly sex dolls, sensory unfriendly sexual role play, sensory unfriendly bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, BDSM, sensory unfriendly erotic humiliation, sensory unfriendly sadism, masochism, sensory and unfriendly CBT, sensory unfriendly breast torture, sensory unfriendly vaginal torture, sensory unfriendly erotic spankings, sensory unfriendly bondage positions, sensory unfriendly BDSM equipment, sensory unfriendly sexual fetishism, sensory unfriendly sexual slang, sensory unfriendly sex position, sensory unfriendly sex acts, sensory unfriendly copulatory vocalization, sensory unfriendly erotic talk. And then I've noticed a lot of adult films have sexually narcissistic foreplay, sexually narcissistic non-penetrative sex, sexually narcissistic sexual penetration, sexually narcissistic erotic massage, sexually narcissistic intercrural sex, sexually narcissistic intrafemoral sex, sexually narcissistic intergluteal sex, sexually narcissistic mammary intercourse, sexually narcissistic stimulation of nipples, sexually narcissistic tribadism, sexually narcissistic fraud, sexually narcissistic manual sex, sexually narcissistic handjob, sexually narcissistic fingering, sexually narcissistic anal fingering, sexually narcissistic oral sex, sexually narcissistic cunnilingus, sexually narcissistic fellatio, sexually narcissistic analingus, sexually narcissistic vaginal sex, sexually narcissistic anal sex, sexually narcissistic autoeroticism, sexually narcissistic sexual fantasies, sexually narcissistic masturbation, sexually narcissistic jerking off / wanking, sexually narcissistic manual masturbation, sexually narcissistic masturbation, sexually narcissistic oral masturbation, sexually narcissistic autofellatio, sexually narcissistic autocunnilingus, sexually narcissistic anal masturbation, sexually narcissistic autosodomy, sexually narcissistic facial, sexually narcissistic fisting, sexually narcissistic foot jobs, sexually narcissistic group sex, sexually narcissistic erimatio, sexually narcissistic sumata, sexually narcissistic vanilla sex, sexually narcissistic sex toys, sexually narcissistic dildo, sexually narcissistic vibrator, sexually narcissistic anal beads, sexually narcissistic penis rings, sexually narcissistic artificial vaginas, sexually narcissistic sex dolls, sexually narcissistic sexual roleplay, sexually narcissistic bondage and discipline, dominant submission, BDSM, sexually narcissistic erotic humiliation, sexually narcissistic sadism, masochism, sexually narcissistic CBT, sexually narcissistic breast torture, sexually narcissistic vaginal torture, sexually narcissistic erotic spanking, sexually narcissistic bondage position, sexually narcissistic BDSM equipment, sexually narcissistic sexual fetishism, sexually narcissistic sexual slang, sexually narcissistic sex position, sexually narcissistic sex acts, sexually narcissistic copulatory vocalizations, and sexually narcissistic erotic talk. This is the part where I really, really, really close. I noticed that in a lot of adult films, there's sensory unfriendly group sex, sensory unfriendly circle jerks, sensory unfriendly daisy chains, sensory unfriendly gangbangs, sensory unfriendly reverse gangbangs, sensory unfriendly threesomes or three ways, sensory unfriendly menage a trois, sensory unfriendly foursomes or four ways, sensory unfriendly menage a quatres, sensory unfriendly double penetration, sensory unfriendly spencerian, sensory unfriendly monogamous group sex or same room sex, that's not a soft swapping, sensory unfriendly sex parties, sensory unfriendly swinger parties / gatherings, sensory unfriendly orgies, sensory unfriendly bunga bunga orgies. You also have, in a lot of adult films, this part where it really goes, there is sexually narcissistic group sex, sexually narcissistic circle jerk, sexually narcissistic daisy chain, sexually narcissistic gangbang, sexually narcissistic reverse gangbang, sexually narcissistic threesome and three ways, sexually narcissistic menage a trois, sexually narcissistic foursome and four ways, sexually narcissistic double penetration, sexually narcissistic spinturian, sexually narcissistic monogamous group sex, same room sex, it's not soft swapping, sexually narcissistic sex party, sexually narcissistic swinger party / gathering, sexually narcissistic orgies, sexually narcissistic bunga bunga orgies. And when I say adult films, I am referencing many of the mainstream pornography film productions.